This past President's Day, students from Bakersfield High School didn't just take the day off. They took to the streets to demand gun safety on their campus and inside their classrooms. On the corner of Stockdale Highway and California Avenue in Southwest Bakersfield, students and community members stood alongside a busy intersection for a moment of silence to remember the 17 lives lost during last week's mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
It breaks my heart to think of these students starting school again this week without the other 17 who lost their life horrifically last Wednesday and expect them to feel safe and secure on campus. We now face the harsh reality every day we step on campus, we do not know if it may be our last.
Other students from Bakersfield High, including 17-year-old senior Lucy Brown, helped organize the rally, which drew a crowd of about 75 from across the county.
Watching people my age go through so much, a thing that nobody should go through at my age, kind of just made me think that locally we need to start a movement that shows how we feel about this issue. I hope that we can hopefully elect a representative who's willing to make changes to these gun laws.
Educators like Mary Helen Barrow also share that same sentiment.
This is ridiculous. Congress has to grow a spine. Kevin McCarthy, Ryan need to grow spines. They need to stand up to the NRA. Right now, Congress, including McCarthy, are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the NRA.
The Women's March Kern County organization helped to spread the word of the rally through social media. Those in attendance at Monday's rally hope their words and actions don't fall on deaf ears come June and November when Kern voters visit the polls. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Christina Lopez.